Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, as we've been studying 2 Samuel chapter 23, all of the stories point to one unifying reality. These men, though varied in background and role and recognition, they all serve the same king and the same kingdom. And so whether listed first or last, their courage wasn't for their own name. It was for King David and for Israel. And today, every act of faith, whether grand or small, is meant to serve the glory of King Jesus. God doesn't call everyone to fight lions or to stand in bean fields, but He does call each of us, His followers, to serve with courageous faith right where we are. So your acts of obedience today, your faithfulness in parenting, your integrity at work, your quiet service in the church, these are not small. They are kingdom acts, and they serve the one true king. So remember, Jesus is the greater David, and He's building a kingdom not with swords, but with surrendered lives. And every time we obey Him, trust Him, and stand for truth, we are joining the ranks of the mighty. So here are three ways that you can pray today. Pray for unity in the body of Christ as we serve the same king. Ask God to keep your heart aligned with His kingdom priorities, and thank Him for allowing you to be part of His eternal mission. Here are two peoples to pray for: Charles Costa, our Middle East coordinator, and his wife Mona. The Africans LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of South Africa. And remember, all courageous faith, however expressed, serves one king and one unshakable kingdom.